Hello, everyone, and welcome to the quarterly Customer Collaboration Analyst Podcast Series. I'm Steve Canny, Analyst Relations Manager for Cisco's Customer Collaboration Business. The purpose of these quarterly podcasts is to provide you, our industry analysts, with a quick and convenient update on our market activities, technology news, and market momentum for Cisco's Customer Collaboration Business. In this podcast, we'll focus on the first quarter of Cisco's fiscal year 2012, this past August, September, and October. Joining us today is Ross Daniels, Director of Customer Collaboration Solutions Marketing, who will update us on the quarter we've just closed out. Ross, welcome, and thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Always a great thing for me to be able to join you and talk about all of our successes. You know, I love doing these, and there's, as always, a ton to update the analyst community about in customer collaboration.
All right. So, Ross, most of our analysts will know by now that we're aggressively driving toward the number one market share spot in contact center here at Cisco. And we received some great news this quarter on a market share milestone. Can you bring us up to date on that?
Absolutely. So for the first time ever, Cisco's Interactive Voice Response, or IVR business, has achieved the number one worldwide market share position. This is according to research report from Turn Systems. And this is really a remarkable achievement. We entered this market in around 2002, 2003 with a product that at that time was called ISN, or the Internet Service Node. That product is now what we know as Customer Voice Portal. So between Customer Voice Portal and our IPIVR solution, we've now achieved that number one market share position. Pretty remarkable considering that Nortel, the former Nortel and Avaya are now combined. Both of those companies on their own as separate entities had pretty sizable IVR businesses. And even combined, we are out executing from a shipment standpoint. Right now, our IVR business is nearly twice the size of either Avaya's or Nortel's sort of taken separately, and a similar advantage over Genesys, which is quite a big shift in the market. Genesys was performing quite well for a number of years, and we've seen the shipments slip quite a bit. So on that note, this particular report noted that Avaya and Nortel had about a 9% drop in their IVR port shipments 2010 versus 2009, and Genesys had a 25% drop in shipments. So obviously, we continue to execute really well across all of our functions here, and our customers are seeing terrific success with what we're doing in IVR.
That's great news. Great news, Ross. So on the event front, in early October, we held the second annual Customer Collaboration Partner Sales Summit in Natick, which brought together over 239 partners and Cisco field folks from around the world. Of course, as we continue our drive to number one, Cisco partners will play a critical role. I heard the results of the summit were very encouraging. Can you give us an update on how it went?
Absolutely. This is, I think, becoming one of those industry events that people start to look forward to every year. So, really expanded the program this year, had a lot more partners, a lot more Cisco field folks joining us in the Boston area for this 2.5-day event. So we had, really strong program that included more sales-oriented training than product training, a lot of new demonstrations, a lot of networking and relationship building. And I think that's probably one of the most important things. You know, we were really trying to drive home the point that we see a path to number one in this marketplace. And as we've shared with a lot of our of the analysts who might be listening, we clearly have our eyes set on the number one position, and that means really driving aggressively against Avaya. I'll share one quick story. We overheard a couple of partners talking at the networking event in the evening, and these were two folks who worked at competing channel partners. And so we sort of went over and made a joke about, who was recruiting who. And they sort of laughed and said, when we were at this event last year, we really thought of ourselves as competitors. This year, we view ourselves as part of a single entity that is joining with Cisco with that clear goal of knocking Avaya off of that number one spot. So a real shift in how partners are thinking about this market. And again, as you know, Steve, most of our partners have a mixed portfolio. They carry our solutions, they carry competitive solutions, but really are viewing themselves as a true extension of our sales force and of what we're trying to do. So at the event itself, we continue to stress that we see the market shifting toward what we're doing at Cisco, that the momentum is with us. We really talked about the balance of innovation and execution that we've shared a lot with the analyst community. We talked a lot about solution simplification, which is, again, something that we're talking about with analysts on a regular basis, as you know, and really told the story of the full collaboration portfolio, right? So bringing in all the elements from unified communications to collaborative applications like Quad or Jabber to video to really create the full and compelling solution for customers. And that, again, as we've said, customer collaboration is really the piece that brings everything else together. So at the event itself, as you mentioned, terrific outcomes and results according to the attendees. They rated us at a 4.75 on a 5-point scale. It was a 4.62 last year. So that's a really good score, as you know. And 100% of the attendees agreed or strongly agreed that the event was a valuable use of their time. So just a terrific event all around.
That's great. Sounds like it was a really strong event. Very encouraging to hear the partners reacting so positively.
Absolutely.
Any other news on the event front?
Sure. You know, it seems like a long time ago. It's hard to even remember that it's the same quarter. But back in August, we attended again and had our typical presence at the Speech Tech event in August in New York City. We highlighted not only Customer Voice Portal, our now market-leading Customer Voice Portal, but also Cisco Media Sense, which, as you know, Steve, is an important underpinning for customer collaboration, bringing that network-based recording into the mix. So that continues to be a good event for us, and it was again this year.
Great. Well, Ross, that's all I had for this podcast. Any last updates you want to share with our analysts before we close?
Yeah, sure thing. I won't let us go quite that quickly. You know, I like to extend these a little bit. So one thing that is pretty important and, again, related very much to the IVR business is that Cisco is now reselling Nuance ASR and text-to-speech solutions, again, from Nuance. So when Cisco Field and Cisco partners are in a deal with Customer Voice Portal, they can use what's called Cisco's Solutions Plus program, which allows them to order the Nuance Recognizer and Nuance Vocalizer products from the Cisco price list. This is pretty important for customers in that it provides single source of orderability, easier quoting, easier management of licenses, things along those lines. Nuance is providing the order fulfillment and product support, but Cisco and our partners are able to retire sales quota using these solutions. So it's a good thing. It's something we've been working on for a while. So the ability to resell Nuance ASR and TTS is, I think, only going to continue to help what we're doing in the Customer Voice Portal and the IVR business in general. And then the last thing that I would mention, Steve, is we've been on a bit of a blog blitz lately. We've had 10 blogs in 10 days that John Hernandez has authored. And those have been posted both on our collaboration blog, which is blogs.cisco.com, and then under collaboration, and also on our partner and external communities, which is communities.cisco.com, and then again, look under collaboration. So a number of different topics, keying in on things like the success at the partner event that we talked about, the fact that we are now number one in IVR market share, some of our global expansion plans, as well into markets like the UK, India, Australia, which are key focus markets this year. John's also been tweeting quite a bit as well, so I encourage any analysts who are not following John on Twitter to do so. He is at Cisco John, and he's been tweeting about all of these blogs as well. And for those analysts who are following John and have been retweeting some of these, thank you. Thanks very much. We've seen great great amplification here. We're very excited. We've seen John's Twitter followers, you know, triple or quadruple in just a couple week period. And we're seeing, you know, literally thousands of views on each of these blogs that that John's writing. So really good stuff there. And we're going to continue to do that. Probably not 10 in 10 days too much longer here, but I think we'll continue to see John be pretty prolific in terms of blogging.
Great. Well, I think that brings us up to date for this edition. Ross, thanks very much again for joining us and for bringing us up to date on customer collaboration here at Cisco. I'll look forward to our next podcast in early February, where we'll recap the second quarter of Cisco's 2012 fiscal year.
I will look forward to that as well. Absolutely.
For more information on Cisco customer collaboration solutions, please visit www.cisco.com/go/cc. As always, we're very interested in your feedback. If there's anything else you'd like to hear about in these quarterly updates or anything that would make them more useful to you, please reach out to me directly via email at scanny@cisco.com. I'm Steve Canny. Thanks for joining this edition of the Quarterly Customer Collaboration Analyst Podcast. We hope you'll join us again next time.